A group of Aboriginal elders is concerned that moves to shut some remote communities in Western Australia will set a precedent for other parts of the country. After months of speculation, the WA Premier, Colin Barnett, yesterday outlined major reforms to the ways communities are funded. He says Indigenous people will be consulted, but less viable settlements will eventually close. As Natalie Whiting reports, elders and activists used a forum in Adelaide last night to air their concerns about the ripple effects of the WA plan.
A didgeridoo was played to welcome around 200 people to a forum in Adelaide on issues facing Aboriginal people. At the top of the list was the closure of remote communities. The panel featured a range of elders and activists from New South Wales, South Australia and the Northern Territory. Event organiser Torto Sainsbury says closing communities isn't just an issue for Western Australia.
We want to raise it at a national level because it's not just Western Australia we're concerned about. It's South Australia and the rest of Australia because it's just going to sweep the country if we don't do something about it.
The Western Australian government yesterday released plans for reforms of how it funds more than 270 remote communities in the state. There's been ongoing speculation about the possible closure of communities since the state took over funding for essential services from the Commonwealth. Western Australia says consultation will be held, but a significant number of smaller settlements are expected to close, with resources to be consolidated in larger communities.
We've got to re-educate a lot of our Aboriginal community for what's happening, and the possibility is it'll happen to your community too.
I know Colin Barnett, the Premier, said that, you know, some of these smaller communities, people aren't getting adequate services. There's concerns about dysfunction, child abuse. What do you think needs to be done to address those issues where they are occurring?
Look, it's Colin Barnett and I'm saying that they're doing all of those things, and it's all about the safety of Aboriginal children and all of those things. With Colin Barnett, it's not about that. It's about the land and the dollars that they spend on Aboriginal people and communities.
Elder and Northern Territory Australian of the Year, Rosalie Kenneth Monks, shares the concerns.
The people that they will remove will be lost forever. It is our identity. If you sever tribal, Aboriginal person from his tribal lands, he is no longer effective because he no longer has the identity.
Is this just an issue for Western Australia?
No, it is not. We're certainly feeling it in the Northern Territory. It is time to stop, take stock, and to take that journey of truth and justice.
The federal and South Australian governments recently did a deal on essential services funding for remote communities in the state. But Mr. Sainsbury says it's not a long-term solution.
It's just drip funding, and at the end of the day, the federal and state government would most probably say it's unsustainable and it's about time they have to move on.
Both the federal and South Australian governments have said there are no plans to close any communities in the state.
Natalie Whiting.